Did you know that scars is big business? Think about it. All the makeup products, all the holistic health items that you can get to reduce a scar, the plastic surgery that goes on today to bring healing and comfort and restore one's physical appearance from scars. Scars is big business. We do a lot to not look at scars. I don't know if it's this way when you were growing up or as you were growing up, but you know, when someone had a scar, we would point. My parents always said, it's not nice to point, right? It wasn't nice to stare. And sometimes scars are absolutely horrible. At the age of 16 in Yokohama, Japan, I volunteered at the burn unit with the American Red Cross. They brought in wounded from Vietnam in those years. And the wounds, the scarring, and the healing process from a burn is quite challenging. Most of the soldiers that I got to know later that had such, as an adult, I noticed that they would usually wear long sleeves to hide the scars. It wasn't beautiful. They wouldn't think of them as beautiful. Our Lord has a different approach. It's in the gospel reading for today. The two guys on the way to Emmaus all of a sudden had a traveling companion, and it was Jesus. And they did not see him and understand who it was at first. And they went, and when they stopped for the night for supper and for lodging, Jesus stayed with them, and he broke bread, and he gave thanks, and bingo! All of a sudden, their eyes were opened, and they knew it was the Lord. These two believers went and told the disciples that's what they were talking about. And in a locked room, Jesus shows up. And he tells them, you heard it in the lesson, you can see it on your bulletin in the gospel reading. They were frightened. Why are you troubled? Why do doubts arise in your hearts? And his solution, his answer to that, see my hands and my feet, that it is I, myself. The scars of our Lord Jesus Christ are the most beautiful because they're scars in our place. He died on the cross for us. He was buried for us. And he rose again for us. So the disciples, when they gazed upon the scars, it could have convicted them of their sin and their betrayal and their running away and their fears. But Christ meant it for comfort and for hope. Looking at the scars meant Jesus is alive. The same one who was on Calvary is the same one who was in the tomb, is the same one who's now in this room with the believers. Those scars are comforting. The power of death is nothing. The power of sin is nothing. The power of the devil is nothing. The scars are real, and his power is real, and his presence is real. And so he stands with them. Their own reaction, you heard it. He said, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have. And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still disbelieved for joy and were marveling, he said to them, have you anything here to eat? They thought they had seen a ghost. They had thought that before when Jesus walked on water in the middle of the storm. He came out to them and they thought he was a ghost then. And now again, they think he's a spirit or a ghost. And by showing those scars, he shows them how real he is. And if you think about people today and in our walk of faith and the times that we struggle with that, it's the times when we lose our sight of how real Jesus is. We think Jesus forgot us. We think Jesus can't see us. We think Jesus doesn't know us. We think, and on our thoughts are, and this text reminds us that by the power of the Word of God, we see Jesus. Flesh and bones, real man, true God, true man. We see Jesus. And it stirs within us that in Him, this is our hope. In Him, this is our life. In Him, this is the promise of God fulfilled, so that we rejoice. And we still marvel. Think about it. When do people stop being in awe of God? When do people stop thinking about God and just kind of go day in and day out? And it's when they forget how remarkable it is that Jesus Christ was crucified, that He died, that He was buried, and that He is alive. When we see God as a transcendent God, God off in the distant, separated from earth and everything that goes on here, when we see God away from us, we forget about Him. And only when everything in this world starts to fail or fade do we start to come back to the Lord and we say, "Help me," as if we were in quicksand and we needed a lifeline. For the disciples in the upper room, for a while it seemed like all was lost. This is not His first appearance. The word is getting out that He is risen. And they're still having a hard time grabbing onto that. And again, He shows up. And He wants to help them. And instead of showing up in a body beautiful, He shows up as the one who was wounded. The Old Testament tells us in the prophet Isaiah, chapter 53, in the Old King James it read that by His stripes we are healed. And some English translations now will tell you, by His wounds we are healed. When Jesus walked into that room, all of a sudden appeared, and He said, "Peace be with you." Do you know how that peace was coming to them? It was coming through His wounds. When He said, "Peace be with you," do you know what was to take away the fears of this world? It's that God is greater. It was the fact that He had wounds and He was alive. This is our risen Lord. It's an opportunity for us to behold Him through the written word. It's as if we are in the room and there we gaze upon a Christ who was wounded for our transgressions, says the Bible. A Christ who lives to this day. Our hope in Jesus is real, as His body is real. Our hope in Jesus and the forgiveness that God gives us is real, as Christ Himself is real in that room. And He is still real today at the right hand of God the Father. You confessed that a moment ago in the Creed. Jesus is real. And the scars are beautiful. And today we marvel in the Son of God, our life and our salvation. Amen.